Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Link Limited's Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the management's opening remarks. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agarwal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pleased to welcome you to Link Limited's Q2 FY25 results conference call. We have with us Mr. Deepak Jalan, Managing Director, Mr. Alok Jalan, Whole-time Director, Mr. Rohit Deepak Jalan, Whole-time Director, Mr. N.K. Dujari, Director of Finance and CFO, and Mr. Sanjeev Sancheti from Nucleus Advisors LLP, the company's IR advisor. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Jalan, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Deepak.
Thank you, Navin. Happy Diwali to everyone. Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. We are pleased to report that Q2 FY25 has been a quarter of good progress and exciting milestones for Link Limited as we continue to strengthen our market position and enhance shareholder value. In celebration of Link's 30th anniversary, our board has approved a one-to-one bonus issue and a stock split, subdividing each equity share with a face value of rupees 10 into two shares with a face value of rupees 5, pending shareholder approval. These measures demonstrate our commitment to increasing shareholder value. Moving to our quarterly results, we achieved an operating income of 13,728 lakhs, marking a 4.6% growth year-on-year, with Pantonic leading the charge and recording a robust 24% growth in Q2. Our gross profit margin improved to 31.8%, driven by a favorable product mix shift led by Pantonic's strong performance. Our profit after tax rose by 14% year-on-year to 879 lakhs, with our PAT margin increasing to 6.4%. Turning to new product developments, in the recent few months, we have launched three new pens at price points of rupees 20, 30, and 40 in select markets, with a nationwide rollout underway. Early feedback has been encouraging, and we expect the positive impact of these launches to be reflected in upcoming quarters. Additionally, we are making our entry into the mechanical pencil category with launches under both the Link and Pantonic brands in the second half of this fiscal. We are also preparing for the launch of a Pantonic-branded mathematical drawing instrument in Q4, followed by a range of markers set for a test launch in the same quarter. A major highlight this quarter is our joint venture with Mitsubishi Pencil Company of Japan to produce Uni products in India for the domestic market and exports to ASEAN countries. This partnership enables us to bring affordable, high-quality Uni products to a broader customer base, a segment where Mitsubishi currently has limited offerings. By leveraging Mitsubishi's established export channels, we are poised to capitalize on growth opportunities in the ASEAN region while also expanding our product mix domestically. We understand there may be some concerns about potential overlap with our Pantonic line, which also has a few offerings in the same price range. However, we want to reassure that Pantone products in this segment are distinct in design and features, ensuring minimal risk of cannibalization. The Uni products will occupy a complementary position within this price bracket, allowing us to strengthen our presence in an underrepresented market segment. Importantly, our commitment to Pantone remains steadfast. As a highly profitable core brand, Pantone's growth and market leadership will continue to be top priorities. The JV allows us to broaden our product portfolio and reach new customer segments without diluting our focus on Pantone's success. On the export front, in the first half of this fiscal, on standalone basis, we had a growth of 13% year on year. And on consolidation basis, after considering the Kenya factory, it's 24% year on year. In summary, these strategic initiatives position us strongly for sustained growth and market leadership. We are confident that our efforts will drive continued progress and value creation for our shareholders in the years ahead. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Dujari for financial insight.
Thank you, Mr. Jalan, and good afternoon, everyone. I appreciate your joining us for the FY25 quarter 2 financial review. For quarter 2 FY25, our revenue rose by 4.6% to 13,728 lakhs, up from 13,122 lakhs in quarter 2 FY24. Operating EBITDA experienced significant growth, increasing by 29.5% year over year to 1629 lakhs with an operating EBITDA margin of 11.9%. PAT also improved by 14% year on year, reaching 879 lakhs and achieving a PAT margin of 6.4%. Operational efficiency remained strong, generating a cash flow of 2718 lakhs from operations. Further, our net debt was negative at 475 lakhs, underscoring our focus on maintaining a resilient balance sheet. Looking forward, we are confident in achieving our projected medium-term revenue growth of 17 to 20% CAGR, driven by well-aligned strategic initiatives and robust business fundamentals. We now welcome your questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Vedic from Monarch Network Capital. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on good set of numbers. I have two questions. First one, I wanted to understand more about the partnership with Uniball which we have taken place. Which type of products are we going to target over here, and how will our target audience be different with that of Pantone if it's that the case?
Okay, Vedic, I've already explained in my opening statement that the price segment is going to be in the 20 to 50 rupees. And of course, as I mentioned that under Pantone brand, we have products at 20, 30 and 40 rupees, which we have recently launched. But what I wish to mention here is that, we have quite a limited offerings in this price segment. and which we believe is growing. While there are Pantonic pens in this price segment, Uniball will have products which would be different in design, different in features. So as such, we will be able to offer a wider choice to our customers. So that's the strategy behind this project.
Okay, sir. But sir, my question over here would be that our target audience would be same for Pantonic as well as Uniball, right? Because since we are in the same
generally,
So, sir, don't you think that our that this might hamper our Pantonic's revenue contribution?
Not really. First of all, as I mentioned, that the products which we have recently launched under Pantonic, so these 20, 30 and 40 rupee products, they have been recently launched. So they are actually, growing now. And if you go to any stationery shop, you will find maybe, 50 products at a particular price point. So, and the customers, they choose, from those 50 products. So let's say if we have two products at 20 rupees from Pantonic. So the possibility of Pantonic being picked up is only 4%. Let's say if we have two Uniball products also. So our possibility of being picked up doubles. So that is the point which I'm trying to, explain. So we don't find any such challenge here. And we are happy that we'll be able to offer a wider, choice to the to our customers.
Okay, sir. And sir, what would be our margins over here in these type of products for Uniball, since Pantonic is a high margin product, and our target audience is also the same, and we will be pushing these products as well for Uniball as well. So, don't you think our margins can be hampered?
So, as I may have mentioned in my previous call regarding the joint venture, the margins in case of Uniball is about 20% for the JV and 20% for the Link Limited. So that's how the margin is distributed. It is approximate number. Whereas, of course, in Pantonic, as you know, that we have margins 40% upwards. So, of course, it is going to be our priority. Yeah, but there are certain products which Uniball can produce better than us. So that's the reason that, we want to have some Uniball products in this price range, which we are not able to produce so well.
Okay, sir. And sir, in terms of distribution for Uniball, are we going to use our same distribution model which we use for Pantonic?
So we even today we have the same distribution for both Pantonic and Uniball. So we are going to have the same distribution channel going forward also. But if necessary in future, if the range increases, then we may have to consider a separate channel only in the metro or tier one cities. So that's the call which we will take, once we have, more products in the basket.
Okay, sir, got it. And sir, my second question would be on our revenue guidance. We are targeting 17% to 18% revenue growth in the coming years. So, how confident are we? Because if we see in the first two quarters, we've done around 267 crores.
Yeah.
17-18% growth means around 600 crores of revenue for FY 25.
Right.
So that means for the next two quarters, we will have to grow by more than 20%. So how confident are we on achieving that growth number?
So I think your concern is absolutely right. You know, in the first half, we are only about 9%. So while we are talking of 17 to 20% of a CAGR in the medium term, I would like to say that we have done a lot of seeding work in last couple of quarters, in terms of, joint ventures, in terms of new product development, and in terms of exports, new geographies opening up. So, we are confident that, all these seeding work is going to pay back, in the future. So while the current fiscal may be less than 17 to 20%, but, we are confident that we'll be able to deliver a CAGR of 17 to 20% in the medium term.
Okay, sir. And sir, also on margins front, in FY24, we ended at 11.1% EBITDA margins. And
yeah,
in the first two quarters, we already surpassed that. So
yeah,
with Uniball revenue contribution to increase going forward, do you think our margins would be hampered by few dips here and there?
I don't think so, because, as I mentioned that, we've the products, the three products which I mentioned at 20, 30 and 40 rupees in Pentonic, they are yet to be scaled up. So, once they are scaled up across the country, we are going to benefit, from those products. So, we are going to be not worse than what we are today. It could only be slightly better, I would say.
So what would be a target in terms of margins going forward?
I don't want to give any target. I would rather like to be a pleasant surprise for you, because if I give a target, I'm at the back foot. So I prefer not to give a target right now. But I'm sure you must have understood, that since you can see the trend. So the trend is improving, and given the raw material prices being stable, we are quite upbeat on the margin front.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one for questions. The next question is from Zaki Nasir, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Please?
Yes, hi.
Hello. Hi, hello, Deepak bhai. Namaskar. And I think wishing everybody and your team a fantastic Diwali, sir.
Thank you.
And I think congratulations on your wonderful tie-up with Mitsubishi. Sir, could you just share the nature of this tie-up? Sorry, I joined a little late, if you would have.
Okay.
Would this entail some kind of technology transfer to Link, best manufacturing practices? What about the use of the brand? How does that work? What kind of sales would you be expecting from the manufacturing setup over here? The broad nature and outlines of this, sir. Thank you.
All right. Zaki bhai, we had a separate investor call regarding this joint venture once we had signed it up. So probably you were not there. So I'll just go through the brief. So this is a joint venture between Mitsubishi Pencil Company of Japan and Link Limited. It's a 51% for Mitsubishi and 49% for Link, because they wanted to consolidate, and since they are the principal company, they wanted to have the majority. We will continue to import Univol products, which we are currently distributing as it is. So there is no change in that. But, currently Univol products are in the price range of above rupees 50 in India. And our main selling product in Univol is 80 rupees. So we've been, actually Mitsubishi has been missing any penetration in the price segment of 20, 30 or 50 rupees. So that was the endeavor, that if we could launch a Univol product in this price segment, which is actually a growing price segment. So we are developing, to begin with, we are developing three products which are specially designed for Indian market as well as for ASEAN countries. Once these products are launched, Mitsubishi will also have a market offering in this price segment. And apart from the domestic market, since Mitsubishi does not have any significant product in this price segment, even for exports, so we are targeting ASEAN countries, for these products which will be produced in India. And so that is something, which we are quite excited about, because they already have the distribution channel, and so these products would be distributed through their existing channel. And so this is about, sorry, yeah, so this, yeah, so this is, this can be actually, it's really very difficult to visualize today, but we are looking at it very excitedly, because this can be a huge opportunity, as you rightly mentioned. So so this is about it. And then the initial projections which we have made for first 3 years is about 200 crores of a revenue from the joint venture company. So this is additional. This is a JV revenue, 200 crores. So nothing to do with, So out of these 200 crores, let's say if, let's say if it is 50% of it is distributed in India, then, we gain that much revenue. The Link Limited gains that much of a revenue from Univol products. So this is the brief about this joint venture. And we have been actually looking forward to this joint venture for last more than 10 years. So finally, we were able to crack it.
Yeah, fantastic, sir. And hopefully you would be thinking on something like same lines with Delhi also, sir.
Yeah, so Delhi right now, considering the Indian government's relations with China, which of course last 2 days has improved. So yeah, things could be, something like this could happen, but I don't want to really comment on that at this point of time. But yeah, we are quite optimistic about
that. Fantastic. Best wishes, right, sir, and have a wonderful year ahead, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your wishes. Yes.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from Sakshi Chhabra from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I just wanted to understand a little more on your exports. So what is the growth that you are envisaging in the coming years in export markets? And also if you can throw some more light on the Kenya business.
Okay, so Rohit is here who looks after exports, and I would ask Rohit to brief you on the international business.
Sure.
So so exports, you know, we've done better than last year in H1. H2 basically, you know, the skew and the traction is higher in H2, so we are expecting better growth in H2.
Okay.
And as far as Kenya is, you know, concerned, so of course it's moving slightly slower than expected. So our team has been in the region entire, you know, last month, and we've been meeting, you know, all our customers and you know, distributors that we've built in last, you know, about 1 year or so. In Egypt, Tanzania, Uganda, Kenya in itself, and we are seeing positive, positive, you know, traction and, you know, feedback on the products, you know, we've launched from, you know, Kenya market. We have some, you know, feedbacks which we are going to work on in next, you know, one quarter. So beyond that, I think, you know, things should shape up and catch better pace.
So, okay. So in, but in the coming years, what is the growth, that revenue growth that you are seeing in terms of your international business?
I think we will have similar CAGR of 17 to 20% export also. That's what we are...
Okay.
JV export will, the JV export will come in the JV company. So we are talking about the next.
I mean, excluding the JV, I'm talking about your current business. What is the growth you are envisaging, similar growth in international as well as domestic?
Right, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. Well, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Jalan for closing comments.
Thank you, Naveen. You know, I've already mentioned in our opening in my opening statement that we are very excited about the future, and we are committed, you know, to increase shareholder value by delivering better numbers every quarter. And yeah, that's about it. Happy Diwali to everyone, and thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Naveen. Thanks everybody for joining in just before the Diwali. Really appreciate that, and happy Diwali to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.